The coal makes landfall. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The eye of the storm blowing on shore within the last hour just south of Vero Beach, Florida. Forecast to impact much of the state.
Some of those stronger winds, 70 to 80 mile per hour winds around the center of the storm, will be very close to Orlando. As it continues to move over and into the Gulf side, expected to make a big turn, those winds will be banking up against the Big Bend area of Florida. Storm surge, major concern here. We could see 3 to 5 feet of extra storm surge above sea level.
Meteorologist Craig Herrera of Fox Weather. More than 61,000 electric customers have lost power already. Restoration crews standing by.
There are 16,000 linemen staged to immediately begin power restoration efforts. And Floridians in the path of the storm should expect to see power outages.
Governor Ron DeSantis, live updates on the storm at foxweather.com. President Biden pleased that the red wave that many had projected for the November elections didn't seem to materialize. The president telling a post-election news conference when the results are final, he'll meet with leaders of both parties.
I'm going to do everything in my power to see to reunite the country. It's hard to sustain yourself as a leading democracy in the world if you can't generate some unity.
But despite a Fox News voter analysis that showed 75% of the voters are dissatisfied with the way the government is working, the president says he doesn't plan to make any fundamental changes. Control of the Congress still yet to be decided. Republicans needing victories in 11 more districts to gain the majority in the House. Senate races remain undecided in Nevada and Arizona. Vote counting continues in Alaska, where both Senate candidates are Republicans. Georgia's Senate race will be decided in a December 6th runoff election. Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow plunged 646 points. NASDAQ dropped 263. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
News. President Biden departs later today on a trip that will take him to Egypt for the United Nations Climate Change Conference, then to Cambodia for a meeting of the Southeast Asian nations, and finally to Indonesia for the G20 summit meeting. No chance he'll bump into Vladimir Putin there. The Russian president not planning to attend. Russia is pulling out of the only regional capital it's captured in its invasion of Ukraine.
Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, has ordered troops to retreat to the eastern bank of the Dnipro River, abandoning and surrendering the strategically important city of Kherson. He'd been told by his country's military commander in Ukraine that supplying the city is no longer possible and crossing the river would save Russian lives. It's all because of Ukraine's ongoing counteroffensive, which has gradually taken back large parts of occupied territory. Russian forces have reportedly started destroying bridges to slow the Ukrainian advance and secure their retreat. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A possible national railroad strike is on hold again.
Two unions that rejected a deal with railroad companies have agreed to allow more time to vote on proposals, putting the brakes on a possible strike that could have major economic consequences. The freight rail companies offered the biggest raises in decades for engineers, conductors, and track maintenance workers, but increases for paid sick time and some quality of life concerns remain sticking points. All 12 rail unions must approve their deals to prevent a strike. Seven have ratified new contracts and three others plan votes this month. The stakes are so high that Congress is expected to block a strike if a deal isn't done. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
At the Association of Country Music Awards last night, Luke Combs was named Entertainer of the Year. Chris Stapleton, Male Vocalist of the Year. Lainey Wilson won Female Vocalist of the Year and Best New Artist. That was also a tribute to Loretta Lynn, who passed away last month. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.